This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A day after becoming the first elected Black mayor in Colorado Springs history, Yemi Mobolade is calling for a more inclusive future for his city.
It's one of the marks of a great city is when you welcome diverse cultures. It actually has economic development implications to bring in more jobs and attract more talent. And so that's kind of when I say culturally rich, understanding that our city is growing and becoming more diverse and to welcome it and embrace it.
Mobolade won with about 58% of the vote. He defeated Wayne Williams, who finished with almost 43%. That's a difference of more than 18,000 votes. About 40% of registered voters cast a ballot in yesterday's election. The results are still unofficial as overseas and military ballots continue to arrive. The election will be certified by the end of next week. Mobolade will be sworn in next month. A Garfield County student who was told she's not allowed to wear her Mexican-American sash at graduation confronted school board officials Tuesday. Naomi Peña Villasano told the board the rule makes Latinos feel unwelcome. She considers herself a 200%er.
100% American and 100% Mexican. I was born in the United States, but my parents are Mexican immigrants who came here for a better life. They have sacrificed and provided for me in so many ways that I'm so beyond grateful for.
The school board said they'll review the graduation policies after this year's ceremony. You're listening to CPR News.